The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
So your career start in property management, I think, is crucial, because your reasoning for it was when it's time for you to buy properties and manage properties, you'll know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that you did that, because a lot of times people might have fear about those things and mm-hmm. never do them, but you really leaned into it before you even were able to buy a property mm-hmm. and thereby preparing you for when your time came. Mm-hmm. So I think that's crucial, and I'm sure you learned a whole ton from that. I would love to hear from you, what are some tips you can provide to someone who wants to self-manage, whether they're local, whether they're long distance? What are some things they should have in place to make sure that they can run things efficiently? And I'm also asking for myself too.
Yeah. So I honestly think having a general mindset of creativity and being open to exploring different solutions really helps, because the biggest resources for me have been all the apps. Like, I've used Yelp and Thumbtack and TaskRabbit or Tasker or whatever it's called now, where basically you can have people run errands for you, and used Facebook Marketplace. I've had to furnish properties, just all the different apps and the things. Get acquainted with them, especially if you're out of state, and going into it as you're buying a property, know that you need to have some funds earmarked for ancillary needs or expenses. Both of my properties have been a little bit different. With my first property, I went a few different directions. I had roommates. I had it on Airbnb. I did it a few different ways, which required me to be a little bit more hands-on with like furnishing and utilities. With my second property, I pretty much listed it and said, tenant handles everything. I handle, you know, provide making sure the space is ready for you when you move in, and kind of kept it a little bit more stripped down in terms of how much I was providing. So for that reason, like, I've had to have different levels of involvement and different levels of investment as well, of time and money. But finding local resources and starting with those apps really helps you find local resources. So I really appreciated that. Also, whoever you use to represent you on your transaction, assuming you have a realtor, or even if it's a listing agent for the property, try to build a rapport with them. They're local. They understand the market. They probably do some property management. They could probably help you with leasing. So those are the kind of things, when I say like relationships and network has a lot of value, I would lean into whatever resources allow you to expand that network, especially in the beginning.
I love that. And one thing I expected you to mention, I'm glad you did, mm-hmm. was the importance of leveraging other people, leveraging mm-hmm. technology and things like that, because you have your life here. Mm-hmm. You're not about to get on a plane to Tulsa mm-hmm. or to Texas to take care of something somebody else could do, right? Mm-hmm. So I agree, and I think that's important. And I think also, too, I'm with you on having, because like, I have, they pay the utility to take care of all that stuff, and I just need to make sure to fix stuff when it's broken. Mm-hmm. I think that makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you mentioned that as well. Yeah. And I would encourage people to consider that, because your cash flow is more predictable unless, you know, something needs to be fixed or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And it's also one less thing for you to worry about, one less bill for you to think about. So I like that you mentioned that as well.
Yeah, I think that really helps reduce the amount of variables to consider when you just get the property ready, allow them to move in, take care of most of the things, and then you are just responsible for the, you know, fixing and some maybe maintenance. That really helped in this second process remove some of the unexpected question marks, I guess, and variables that ended up coming up and the costs. I will say too, when you're buying out of state, in most cases, you're doing so because it's more affordable for you as an investor and there's more opportunity. And that also in some ways will require you to pay for convenience, and convenience meaning local people who can do things when you can't. So there's a little bit of a trade-off, but if it allows you to get a property, it has great value, of course, to participate in that trade-off, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Have you had any property management nightmares? I have, but I want you to share yours.
Yeah, I've had some property management nightmares. I think doing short-term rentals was a good exposure exercise to things that can go wrong, because I've had people misrepresent how they want to use the property. I've had people misrepresent how many people are going to be there, how many animals are going to be there, you know, what activities they're going to be partaking in. I've had people specifically throw events that were not authorized and break TVs, break tables, break chairs, ruin carpet, just have tons of people in the home and basically disregard the property entirely and just kind of disrespect it. So that actually happened right before Christmas too, a couple years back. So it was a nightmare, but I think having that disposition of this is what I signed up for, to be able to have a property and deal with the good and the bad, and I expose myself to this risk by renting it out on short-term rental, and you know, there's certain precautions in place through whatever platforms you use that allow you to recover sometimes in these situations. But yeah, these kind of nightmares are sometimes par for the course, and it's not fun, but I learned a lot through them, so you know, it is what it is.
Short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. I don't like short-term rentals.
I understand.
Do you think it's something that you would do again? And the reason I don't like short-term, and it can be great. Mm-hmm. Let me make that disclaimer. Short-term rentals can be great. You can make a lot of money. We've had people on the show make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying not to do it. I just don't like it because to me, it's too hands-on. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got to check this person out, in and out or whatever. It's just, I like simplicity. Mm-hmm. And predictability. Obviously, you can make way more money with a short-term rental. Is this something that you will consider doing again?
Good question. I was on a panel this week and we talked about diversifying your real estate portfolio. And I think one specific way you can diversify is different properties with different uses. So I do see the value in having properties with different uses, whether it's long-term rentals, short-term rentals, events, retail, whatever, multifamily, long-term rentals, mixed short-term, whatever it is, because all of these use cases are affected differently by market conditions. And we saw a period of time where short-term rentals had a great run, and ultimately the tides kind of changed. People had less excess income to be able to travel and go to these short-term rentals. The value, because the market became so saturated, of these rentals was becoming a little bit more in question because people weren't having great experiences on the consumer end. And a lot of people just kind of thought anyone can run a short-term rental. So again, the market can change and the economy can change and property performance will be affected. I will say at that same time, a lot of folks were having challenges with renters because of COVID and how the eviction moratorium and other just the natural side effects of a global pandemic and really strenuous financial times we're having on individuals and renters and then homeowners, et cetera. So because of the ebb and flow of the market, I see where short-term rentals have provided value to property owners to leverage in times where other use cases for their property weren't as successful, but it's a job. Having a short-term rental is not a passive, is not a passive type of property ownership. It's a job, assuming you're self-managing, which I was. And it's also in some ways a little bit of a service because you have to communicate with them consistently. And a lot of times it's travel and, you know, they want a nice experience, which is understandable. So it's my long-winded way of saying I would consider it, but, and I think it has, it can serve a purpose, but anything when saturated can be really, can make it really hard for everyone else and also have significant effects on the housing market in general. And I don't love it and I don't see it as something that I would want to do again in the near future for my properties that I own. Yeah.
Definitely. And the short-term rental was the one in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was that your initial goal when you bought it, to was to do short-term rentals or was it long-term? When you bought it, what was the goal?
When I bought it, I wanted to do long-term and I was renting it out to roommates. I was renting out each room to different individuals, which worked really well in some ways. And when you have the right mix of people, it can work really well. Also, it's not without its challenges, but I decided at some point I would transition to short-term rentals based on the cash flow opportunity and what was seemingly a market need because my property size, it was a larger property or is a larger property and can accommodate a larger group. And generally speaking, those are harder to find on an Airbnb or a Vrbo or whatever platform you use. So that was my initial thought. And yeah, my thought process has just evolved as I've learned whether I was doing roommates or long-term, entirely rented out or short-term. I've played around with what was the best way based on whatever my current goal was.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.